hello, comrades. It's me, Vladimir Putin, to tell you about somegoodshows.biz/merch, where you can get t-shirts that correspond with various programs on this network of podcasts. Do you like Bakugo? I do. I'm Vladimir Putin, and I love Bakugo, and so I love to wear the Bakugo is Very Good t-shirt from the podcast The Big Three on My Hero Academia podcast. I may be an irredeemably bad person, but these deals are really criminal. If anime, video games, or shirts with a zombie hamburger on it sound like a good fucking time for you, you can go to somegoodshows.biz/merch. And check out all of the different things that these here podcasters have provided for you. Well, anyway, I gotta go be probably the world's worst dude. Nosferatu, everyone, bye. Show, the podcast that uses a video game robot called the Video Game Robot to bring you just two of the over 108 million games and counting that the robot is capable of cranking out. I'm your host, Nathan Brandt.
And I'm your host, Cam Koenig.
And let's get you acquainted with today's guest. You may know them from their tabletop RPG games or their myriad podcasts. They're on a quest to rank every single Pokemon and have the only cool photo of someone podcasting. It's Riley Hopkins. How's it going?
I love how hot that was remade, because that photo updated 2 days ago.
It's a good photo. Like,
we're coming in hot.
Unironically, I saw that and I'm like, oh, fuck, they're way cooler than we are. Fuck.
This is the one of you drinking out of a koozie while you're,
you're playing fucking World Flipper. I am genuinely mad we haven't podcasted before today.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute! Stop!
We're making connections,
baby. Yeah!
I, too, have no brain cells, but a lot of work ethic.
This is networking, right? Yeah.
Okay. Well, damn. More than half the time, my transition is usually, but this is not a podcast about milkshakes or whatever we ended up talking about in the intro, but, like, more often than not, it is about our unhinged ideas.
Yes,
like,
that's true.
I was just gonna say, like, but this isn't a podcast about. Mm-hmm.
That's the fucking elevator pitch for this show, baby. Yep. Let's go.
We're here to cause problems on purpose.
Yeah.
Either way, it is now time to consult the video game robot and have it make us a brand new, never before seen game. I rolled a very, very good one. So today we have a Spider-Man game that is a cooking game, but. There was a mandatory crossover with Mario Paint. So,
okay.
I'm thinking Spider-Man has to make fake food out of web you have to make the most convincing fake food is maybe what we're going for.
For some reason, my mind went to in that first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie where he catches the lunch tray with his web. Mm-hmm. And so, like, maybe that's how you're serving food to people.
There's also, so Spider-Man, traditionally, man needs some money. Gotta have a day job. Works at the Daily Planet. What's that? Newspapers are dead. And so he has a food job now.
Yeah.
Pizza time. And so
it's like a setup of just like you're trying to cook with Spider-Man as you're pushing through shit. You know what I mean? You were trying to do a good job and you have a little bit of Spider-Man powers, but no one can really know.
I like that a lot. And I also, what if you're working? You're not Spider-Man in this game. You're working with Spider-Man.
You are like Spider-Man's like sous chef or whatever. Like you are the person that works on the fucking like cook line with Spider-Man at just this like shitty restaurant.
This game will be called Cook Line and Sinker also. Anyway,
maybe you actually know like Spider-Man's secret identity, like you understand that he is Peter Parker, and like maybe he just doesn't show up for like a week and you're like, hey man, I really do appreciate you like, you know, taking down the rhino and, you know, like saving thousands of people, but buddy, like we gotta let you go. Didn't show up for a week, bud. Like,
I know the Vulture is out there and he's making people old and that sucks, but this Linguini, this Noki, my friend, this is a no-go, man. Pete Peter. I don't care about your backstory that everybody knows. Get your little web ass in here and make the goddamn pasta bazool, motherfucker.
Did you play do you play like the Friday the 13th or the Predator games or these newer asymmetrical games based on properties?
Like very little of them. yeah
and like Evolve and shit like that too.
There are seven people playing a game and one of them is secretly Spider-Man in this kitchen. You need it is a stealth game for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, okay. That's perfect because like you can work in other obstacles for the normal people.
So that you could pass over as Spider-Man. Like the pan's over there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like you do that to get better points or whatever. And sometimes you need to go and like beat up Doctopus Octopus. But like the other players will also have reasons why they'll be gone. It's like drawing like a bad chance card or whatever in Monopoly where it's just like, ah, shit, Dave's got diarrhea. He's going to be off screen for like 15 minutes. But so everyone's like, is he Spider-Man?
Is that Spider-Man?
But no, he's just shitting water because he had some bad burgers is what's happening.
Spider-Man wasn't there to get the burgers out of the freezer, right?
Right, yeah.
Or was there and got some web on the burger.
Yes, you have to like subtly either sabotage or not unsabotage the other people that work there where they're like, you're sitting, you're like, ooh, that's a lot of raw egg that David is about to eat right now. I could save him, but that would give me away. I'm just going to let him have a big old diarrhea.
We'll call this Among Us 2.
Good.
Spider-Man Among Us.
Spamung Us. Great.
Now you had an important note that a mandatory crossover with Mario Paint, and I saw you using the pasta dishes, which I think gets us most of the way there.
Yeah. I mean, Italians are fictional characters like Mario, so
yeah. Mario Paint, for those that don't know, it was a game for the Super Nintendo where you had like a mouse. And it was just Microsoft Paint, but it had a bunch of weird like little mini games, and it had that Nintendo charm to it.
That composer,
there was
fucking
a music
owns.
Maker too.
They like weirdly brought a lot of that stuff back for a WarioWare game, which I feel like is the natural evolution of Mario Paint at this point.
And Mario Maker too. There's a lot of like there's the like fly catching game is in the both games. But like if you're Peter Parker and you are running out of time, maybe sometimes you do have to make fake food out of web. For
it's always an out you have.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I could always make web lasagna.
And you just have to like pray to God that person is not a health inspector.
Yeah, this is the SpongeBob episode where they kill the health inspector.
It's like, oh, your like bagel sandwich is like that tall and falling apart. But if you just go like, oh look, it's very stable. You can take that out easily.
I'm into that.
It's like, uh-oh, Venom's here, and he's in the minestrone.
He's swimming around, and there, I cook Venom into a tortilla.
But Deadpool's here, and he wants his chimichanga, so here we go.
Is this a whole Marvel? Are we allowed to go outside of the bot? Because the whole
you can
world,
do anything.
Fucking who cares, yeah.
The both Marvel and Nintendo crossover. Mm-hmm. It's almost a Mario and Rabbids Cooking Mama situation.
Yeah.
Because if everyone else at the restaurant, are they just like normal fuckers? I'm just like, yeah, I'm just like a dude. Or do you select from a list of like,
oh shit, Rosaline is here. Fuck.
But then it's really clear which one's Spider-Man.
We just bring all of the Marvel superheroes and villains to New Donk City and then just open a restaurant and then we just call it good.
I think
good restaurant name, by the way, call it good. Great
ooh,
fucking
that is a I mean it's not, but it's good.
I like the idea that you in the kitchen are normal people, but everybody in that you're serving is either Mario or Marvel like characters, just for that like extra little bit of like, oh shit, like Deadpool likes chimichangas, we got to get him a chimichangas, even though this is like
this is an Italian restaurant.
Yeah, exactly.
I disappointed the Punisher and now he's gonna kill my family.
Like you could kind of do some neat stuff with that though, like maybe like I'm getting strong Overcooked vibes from this, but yeah. all of the things that happen to you, like, oh shit, Electro came through, you don't have power, figure it out, buddy. Like like that could be really neat. Like, they just like fuck with your restaurant and like you're just trying to fucking to stay in business and like feed your family, feed the good people of New Donk City. But yeah. All of these fucking superheroes and villains are just causing so much fucking problems outside your fucking door.
It's like, Hulk, sit outside, please.
Yes, please.
Hulk don't want patio seat. It's raining. Imagine this, if you will. Like, we extend a little bit, because like, if you have these characters, people are going to want to interact with them. And because what if on the slower days, you have two options. Beginning of day, you could roll like fast day where it's like the shit. Mm-hmm. Or the slow day where it's like, damn, only Norman Osborn came in. But you know what? He tipped really well today. Yeah. We had like a whole visual novel conversation.
You're dating him. You just walk back into the kitchen. I just had like a really good heart with Dr. Doom. Like a really good heart to heart with Dr. Doom. And like,
he does think he's right. And that is the point of him.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yeah, that's what everyone says. Thank you.
Yeah, we know. We need to make food.
I saw a video essay too.
The idea of just like comic book discourse just being like a shut the fuck up, we have a job to do thing is really funny.
I don't care about Latveria. I live here.
Dude, if the superhero shit was real, it would be so fucking boring.
Yeah.
If someone was like, oh, Deadpool's so funny. It's like, yeah, great. My house is gone because he thought it'd be a cool gag to bake it into a burrito and throw it at a guy or whatever the fuck. Like, this is not cool for me, Margaret. The Hulk killed my dad.
The Midwest would be the safest place to live.
Hell yeah.
It's like, no, what's gonna fucking happen? Oh no. Kite Man is here. I don't fucking care. I mean, it's fine.
Like, I grew up in like Southeast Kansas and like, you know, the whole Smallville stuff with like Superman, so like there's probably like, you know, some Marvel equivalent to like a weird Midwestern thing that I just want nothing to do with.
Yeah, but it's the Great Lakes Avengers.
I'm from Michigan, and so it's just like, yeah, Squirrel Girl's really cool, but like, I don't give a shit about any of those other ones.
Like, yeah, they're cool. Are they gonna pay my rent, buddy? Like,
I gotta look up the rosters for these people.
I got you. Mr. Immortal, Dinosaur.
Yeah!
Her name is Dinosaur.
Good!
Big Bertha, Flatman, Doorman. Hawkeye and Mockingbird.
The idea of somebody, getting like really stoked that like the fucking snap in the Avengers movies happened because they got their landlord is really funny.
Ooh.
It's just like, man, like this sucks for everybody else, but like, I don't
this
have to pay rent
this takes
anymore,
place so. During the blip. Like fucking yo.
And it also does affect the people in New Donk City. So Luigi does get hit.
Yeah, Luigi, gone.
Here's the vibe. I think that New Donk City just is New York City, but like Mario is illiterate. Mario doesn't know anything.
Yeah, it's like
so he just
everybody's like, no, have you seen King Kong? It's not Donkey Kong. King Kong, that's the Empire State Building.
He wear a tie, boy.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, in Mario, like in the Mario and Luigi games, he's like, what a game.
Jumping around, and he's like, that's my car. He stole my car. He put his fucking hat on my car.
This man threw his hat on my car, and the car went away, dude.
They won't quit playing jazz music. Make it fucking stop.
Oh, fuck. So, like, you know how there's, like, Peter Porker? Like, he's from another universe where everything's a goddamn Looney Tune or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mario is just one of those universes where it's, like, slightly just cartoony. It's the universe where everyone's Italian.
Yeah!
Absolutely. New Dog Citalia.
Whoa! Just thinking about Italian Venom is very funny to me. Holy shit. I'm well into this.
Yeah, this is great.
We really nailed it in one. The original Civil War, fucking hilarious, because they were like, we're going to make an Avengers for every state. And they were like, New York, California, but like every team, every state has a 6-person Avengers squad. Yeah. So like, Iowa's got some fuckers.
I don't want to hang out with the Missouri Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Now we have to do that. Now this is what we're doing.
I don't want to hang out with the Missouri Avengers. Like at
the
all.
The U.S. Avengers, I remember this.
Doorman, former avatar of Death Urge and Garrett Herald of Oblivion.
Oh.
Okay, sure. They're just hanging out. Spider-Man. It's fine. You know.
It's just Spider-Man, but drawn at a distance.
Two-Gun Kid is Montana. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's America.
Wait, who is D-Man? And he's my Avenger in Nebraska? What the fuck? So to bring it back to this game, you're going to be in the kitchen making... whatever, you're gonna be making gnocchi, you're gonna be making, it's literally gonna be any food is up for grabs here that they can make, because what are you gonna do? You're gonna tell Nova that you don't have like lava cake or whatever the fuck? Yeah. No, you like
whatever this weirdo baby wants.
Yeah, Nova's got a weird helmet and weird gloves, and you gotta make him the fucking chocolate lava cake. Mm-hmm. God damn it,
I want mac and cheese and chocolate lava cake now.
Fuck yeah.
sure.
Thor wants pancakes in the shape of Mickey Mouse. You better fucking do it, dog. He's from the Oklahoma Avengers, dog.
The idea of Hulk getting bent out of shape because his pancakes don't have chocolate chips is very funny.
Not Mickey! But also there's like Luigi, who is just like, please don't poison it.
Yeah, he's just there. He's just fucking there.
they're the normal people in here. But you have to hide that you are Spider-Man because you are... you know, one of the only people with a secret identity, and you'll be making people go away for a long period of time. Like maybe you send your like waiter out to like go talk to somebody that you know that they're gonna like put them in the negative zone or something for a while. and then you're like, ah, maybe he's Spider-Man.
Maybe you combine these things. So you have the like, I need to get this person off the fucking map really quickly. You know what I'm gonna do? Mm-hmm. I'm going to set them up for a date with this, and that's it. It's a matchmaking Among Us.
Matchmaking Among Us cooking game. Mario Paint game.
And so you're like, hey, listen, you should go out there and talk to that person. They seem great. And it's Spider-Gwen. It's Gwen Stacy. And they go out and they start talking to them. Who's that?
Because they would be a fool to not go out there and try to mack on Gwen Stacy. Like, are you kidding me?
And then everyone is like, well, that's clearly Spider-Man because he talked to Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
Damn it, I fell into the trap.
Exactly.
You're like, Gwen Stacy's out there. I'm like, I'm right there. And they're like, Nathan is Spider-Man. I'm like, fuck.
Maybe if there's like a villain that you're just wanting to like discreetly take care of or make somebody else take care of for you, you're just like, shit. Hey, you should, you should go hit on She-Hulk.
It's like, I don't need an excuse.
She stands up and just like snaps their neck and walks away.
And then I say, thank you.
Yeah, right.
They get you every day. They get you every day with a, hey, this person's out there. And you're like, word?
Word, okay.
Shit. Oh, damn, Wiccan's out there. Oh, shit.
I love to imagine this world where Peter is like, doesn't want to actually set these people up with the other superheroes who are here, with the people that he cares about. But he's like, I need to get the suspicion off me. So I need you to go flirt with my wife. You can't know. And Peter's sweating. He's like, fuck.
Among cuck us. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, so what are we going to call this video game?
Peter Parker picked a peck of pickled peppers. I've been sitting on that for like 20 minutes now.
You're writing it down urgently. Yeah. Can't forget. Can't.
I had to say it slowly because I was really worried I wasn't going to be able to get that out.
Right, you didn't want to sound stupid when you said Peter Parker picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Can't have that now, can we?
Wait, you can't pick pickled peppers?
Shut the fuck up.
No, yeah, this isn't. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
It's a New Horizon Labs thing. I need you to be chill, okay? I need you to be chill. Oh, growing pre-pickled plants.
Yeah.
So great. That is the video game something. That we made today. So that's our first perfect 100% on Metacritic perfect video game of the day. So we're gonna take a quick break and come back at you with another brand new, never before seen game. And ready to have the video game robot make us yet another brand new, never before seen game. Cam, hit it.
All right. I actually rolled kind of a cool one.
Stretch it,
a rare cool one.
Yeah,
for Cam.
Right. It's a clay fighter game that is a tennis game, but it is a Nintendo Labo kit.
Clay fighter. Now, what does that mean?
Clay fighter. It's a very bad video game. It's basically like a 2D fighter, but everything is like claymation. Animation and everything is like made of clay. I was thinking it would be cool to have like a clay Labo kit.
Ooh.
Okay. And it's a tennis game, you
it's
said?
It's a tennis game. And if we do want a little bit more to work with here, I did roll an optional crossover and it is My Little Pony.
Okay. All
right. I don't want people to have the ability to make their own ponies and interact with them.
Yeah, you're right.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We are going to make a lot of money is the problem. So I am also going to push against your
totally.
Keep trudging forward. I'm going to be feeling good about the house that what I put in the world made.
Exactly. I'm going to be feeling real good about what I'm putting into my bank account.
A clay Labo kit, already great.
The idea of like just wrapping your Switch in clay and it somehow works.
You've invented homemade amiibos.
I did. Yeah, totally.
That's exactly what you just did.
And so these will be malleable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How are we going to. Okay. How are you going to play tennis with wet clay?
Well, it dries, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But like
you get your Nintendo Labo kiln and you fire it up.
Oh, that's good.
That's how it gets digitized.
As somebody who grew up with a kiln in their garage because their dad had a pottery degree.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Having that immensely dangerous item just
selling
made
it
of cardboard,
selling it to children.
To put in their bedrooms, Doc. Okay.
With their electronics.
Okay, all right. This is great, though. This is good. We'll sell a lot of these, like hotcakes.
Yeah. We sell a lot of them, then we leave the country, like, immediately.
Kilns get to be anywhere from 1800 to 2400 degrees in the Fahrenheit.
Yeah, if you get above 80, it's really hard to comprehend. So, like, I don't think we're going to run into too much backlash here.
Yeah,
if you get above 80 degrees, nobody really knows what the fuck that means.
Yeah, it's fine. You know, whatever.
How much on fire can something be?
Temperature is just a number, Nathan.
I feel like you're really just kind of naysaying this whole
How hot does something need to be to spontaneously catch on fire?
How hot is imminent death? What is that temperature?
The Google result is just a yes.
How hot does something need to have to be to cauterize a wound? That's interesting.
Probably double that.
Just 100 degrees? So we got a lot of headway.
Exactly. Wounds are like that. So, okay. You mold your figure / pony. Put it in the kiln. Kiln digitize and solidifies. And then ports that to the game like Spyro's Skylander style.
Yeah, it's definitely a 3D scanner too. Mm-hmm. We're just pumping a lot of shit into this kiln, I guess.
It costs a lot of money, but it will
like at least $60.
Imagine this, if you will. I have taken my pony and I've been like, I need to stat this out for weaponry. And so
like a chow garden.
Now we're talking.
I'm taking the My Little Pony and I'm taking the fighting game and I'm holding it in my hands and going, that's great. And I threw it over my shoulder. What's that?
Yeah.
We have a clay chow garden game.
I'm into that.
Clay.
Fuck it. Like
you make your little things, you put them in, it digitizes them. And here's the kicker. Here's the really, the real thing is that then we need a way for it to output from the game. So you put in the baby chow, and then it changes.
So we also have a 3D printer.
What if the kiln isn't actually a kiln? I feel like this will help satiate some of those who have pushed back against the kiln.
Okay.
It is a digitizer, but what it does is it just liquefies the clay. It just pours water on it. Pop, pop, pop. Cool. It's done. And so then when we export it, the machine molds your new chow, spits it out. And so it's a kind of a converter.
And it is
box.
Alive.
And we've small soldiers did.
I'm sorry if you're younger than the age of 18 and listening to this podcast and have no idea what we're talking about. You know, it's
you
fine.
You should get into small soldiers. Person listening.
Isn't that what Peggy Carter did? Anyway.
Nice joke.
Marvel's What If?
So. Kilns are about $3,000.
Sure. Yeah.
So we really got to get the cost down.
I mean, ours is made of cardboard, so that brings the cost down.
Right.
It only needs to work a few times because then it'll burn down someone's house and no one's going to complain.
Sure. Yeah.
Like I said, how on fire can something be and how many times can a house burn down?
Just Here's the thing. If you build a man a fire, then he's warm for the evening. If you set a man on fire, he's warm for the rest of his life.
Good shit.
And
think
about the kind of investment that a kiln is in. And also think about how much nerds spend on graphics cards and shit. And what's that going to do? It's going to make the lighting better? You know what's going to make the lighting better? Fire.
Yeah. RGB's nuts.
RGB's nuts.
I love the idea of tapping into that market of people that are inexplicably into 3D printing and think that that's very cool. And like
idea of like, all right, well, we're not really making Amiibos anymore, so fuck you. You do it better, I guess.
My ex-boss bought a 3D printer for his son's birthday. His son is 5.
So it was really
so
for
it was for him. Yeah.
And he was like, I'm gonna learn how to do this. This is gonna be great. I can't wait. It came on level once, and he has never gone back to it. I know it just sits in his fucking house, and I'm just like,
yeah.
You think that 5-year-old's gonna give a shit about extruding, dog? No.
He was like, I'm gonna build so many helmets, it's gonna be great.
That kid is gonna grow up and be like, yo, I definitely can make things to do drugs out of with this, can't I? Like,
absolutely. I made a fucking heartbeat.
Like, yeah, are you kidding?
I learned it from not watching you, Dad. You're gonna be making little monsters, and you're gonna be bringing them to life with this 3D printer sold by the Nintendo company. Good. What is the game aspect of this?
Are we in the fighting game or are we in the Chow Garden?
I'm at the combination fighting game in Chow Garden, I think, is the answer.
Okay. Racing and fights, too limited. Tennis.
Sure.
Basketball. Yeah. Just playing basketball.
Knife fights.
I think that it should absolutely turn into like this like cool virtual pet thing where you can go with your creatures and just like do fun things. Like, yeah, you want to go and hang out with your fucking clay abomination at the basketball courts? You're welcome to, bud. Like
Monster Rancher at that point.
Totally.
Much,
yeah. Like, except instead of DVDs, we are the DVDs.
Yeah.
The real barcodes are human creativity.
Yeah.
I don't fault anybody for being like 3D printing is cool because sometimes you want to buy a big cube that does a technology thing that nobody understands
totally
and nobody thinks is cool but you, and that's fine.
3D printing is cool, but like everybody I know who got into it was just the biggest dork in the fucking world.
I just want so badly to make armor, like that's it. I just want a friend who can make me a set of clone trooper armor and then I'm good for the rest of my fucking life.
Hell yeah,
that
sounds great. Like, I would absolutely make a 3D printer because I absolutely fucking hate trying to figure out what shelving and organizational stuff that I would want. So I'll be like, fuck it, I'll just make it then.
Just print it out. The problem is it is plastic, and so it will melt under the hot sun.
Sure, yeah, or in the fires of the kiln.
The kiln will...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know.
We did say that this is a 3D printer and a kiln, two things that do not... work.
You know, that's just a risk that they're gonna have to take.
Steel melting point. What do we got? Carbon steel and stainless steel are in the safe zone of kilns.
There we go, baby.
So I don't know. What am I even talking about?
Cardboard kiln can't melt steel beams is what you're saying.
I feel like you're hyper fixated on this kiln and we need to move back. The kiln is happening. You can't stop it.
I'm working through some childhood shit, man.
I think this is the this episode is the closest I have ever felt to being just a fucking shitty marketing executive.
Dude, it's like how in Wild Wild West, like the producer was like, it needs to have a fight against a spider at the end because they're an apex predator. And it's like, that doesn't make sense, Michael. It's like, I've got the money. It's going to be a kiln.
It was cool, though. And that's what we're going for.
Kilns in the hands of children. Whoa.
I feel like I'm always sunny doing the Pepe Silvia fucking thing. I'm just like,
yeah.
I talked about the kiln yet.
Shit, this is a podcast about video games though. We need to really
remember how I said this was gonna be a neat one.
And then I was like, what if we set children on fire?
Would that digitize the kid?
Ooh,
we
Tron now.
Is that Milo?
Mike TV.
Yeah. There's a voice just coming from your Switch. It is Jeff Bridges. This is just Tron 3.
We did have to kill him, and I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
But
wait, okay. It's not really them, because it's just a digitization of like a checkpoint of what their brain was when they got burnt alive by this kiln. So like they're clones.
It's just screaming.
So this game is going to be called Clones.
I love that clones. None of these are good podcast titles.
No, it's fine.
What are you talking about? The podcast title for this one is just The Price and Value of a Kiln. Kiln Facts.
Did you mean Coles? No, I didn't, Google. I meant clones.
I do like the idea of naming this game just $3,600.
You know what you're getting into.
From Nintendo. You know, famously they have named their things accurately to what they are. Mario Paint, he's mm-hmm. Mario, he paints.
Mario
Paint. Star
Mario,
Fox,
Mario
Fox
is missing
in the stars.
He wasn't there.
Yeah, he went to go get milk and never came back.
Luigi, show me your deed to that fucking mansion. I don't believe it.
He'll show you
at
the end.
Game opens with him with the deed, doesn't it?
Probably, yeah. It's been a long time since I've played that.
WarioWare, he's right there in the video game. And so this game is going to be called $3,600.
Yes.
Chibi Robo, it had a little robo in it.
Yeah.
So there you go. Miyamoto, you go crazy for this one.
Could you print the digital Jeff Bridges from the 3D printer kiln? What happens?
Be still, my beating cock. This will be great.
Oh, I hate it here.
I had the micro decision to say that going back and forth 25 times as I was saying it. I was like, is this too much? Yes, but should I? But no.
Well, now you have your title.
Listen, he had a flute album he came out with. He came out with an album to put you to sleep while playing flute.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Okay. And there was a commercial where he's like, it's not very good, but you might like it.
I respect that energy so much. That's how I live my life, honestly.
This podcast. The SEO on clones is good. We're free. Nobody, for some reason, nobody has named anything clones.
Really?
With a K. So I think we're safe.
I need you to tell me how you're spelling that.
Yeah, me too.
K-L-O-L-N-S. Clones.
That sounds like a disease.
Yeah. It's like Crohn's disease.
I have clones disease.
Pop, I've got clones disease. This is where my feet fly off and explode.
Mine just straight up showed me results for Kohl's.com. So.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I was like, did you mean Kohl's?
I got a lot of clone troopers because Google is always listening.
Yeah.
Great. So $3,600 is you are going to get I guess we decided on
the power of life and death.
Yeah, you will kill someone.
Something.
With this kiln, a human being inside, set them on fire and scan them into a Sonic Team game about hanging out with a little guy at a basketball court.
This is literally hell.
Yeah, this is literally hell. Rated E for everyone.
I'm me imagining just hanging out with my little guys. Put me in. Let's go.
That'd be great, but you also have to hang out with Shadow, probably.
Hey, parents. Have you ever thought, man, I wish my kid could stay young forever? Well.
Oh, my God.
The theme song for this game is Tears in Heaven from Aaron Clapton as well.
Oh my God.
Can't wait till he does a new Anti-Max version of that one.
Yeah, fuck, right. A terrible idea deserves a terrible artist, so.
It's Old Slowhand here to sell you clones. So, $3,600, aka clones. The power of the clones. I'm just imagining like a 90s advertising campaign for this. That's our second perfect video game. And guys, this is the most perfect video game we've ever made because nobody's ever going to be able to play it and then give it a bad review. Because they will be dead.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Just you wait for that collector's edition too. That's the one that comes with the 3D printer that gives you life.
Yeah, this game exclusively sold at Home Depot.
Fucking, yes, absolutely. So that's going to be our 100% on Metacritic perfect game for the day. And that's going to bring us to the end of the show for today. But first, some patch notes. This is where Cam goes through some listener-submitted ideas to be installed into the robot for use in future shows. And remember, you can submit words by tweeting us at @VideoGameRobot or following the link in the description to our Discord. Cam, what have we got?
We have added the following. We added the IP Blazeball, because Blazeball fucking owns.
Yeah. Oh, what team?
Kansas City, of course.
That's fair. Firefighters, WAFSA.
Sure, understand that. We added the twist that you can invade other people's games, like Deathloop, you know, going on right now.
Which Blazeball is probably close to doing anyway.
Yeah,
firefighters are here. This is not their game.
Then we added the twist that the game is actually Frog Fractions, and then whatever number you want to put on that.
Very good.
Frog Fractions is very good, and Nate, you need to play it. This brings our potential game total to 108,432,624 games.
Thank you so much for guessing today, Riley. Where can people hear/see more of you?
Thank you for having me. This has been a fucking pleasure. You can find me on many a website. You can go to narutohead.band to listen to Never Believe It, a Naruto D-Watch podcast. It is ostensibly about Naruto.
We own greennaruto.com for our My Hero podcast, so.
Oh, hell yes.
Open your eyes, Shikamaru.
Champs in the Making, the Pokemon Bracket Podcast, where we take all 907 Pokemon and put them in a bracket together to find out which one the best one is. If Not Us Then Who is a crossover-inspired actual play podcast. It has a new episode coming out soon that I'm recording next week, where me and three other people are sitting down to do a night at the inventory, but we're playing poker, but as characters. I'm going to be Anakin Skywalker. Can't wait. It's Anakin, Superman, Joy Wheeler, and Kermit the Frog. It's going to be great.
Oh, man. Shout out to Night at the Inventory, though. That was cool.
You can find all of these on Twitter at RevRyeBread, Rev like Reverend, RyeBread like RyeBread. You can find the games that I make on linksmithgames.com or RevRyeBread.h.io or MyMotherCanGoToHell.com, whichever one you prefer.
I love websites. Speaking of very weird websites, thank you guys so much for listening. If you'd be so inclined, we'd really appreciate a subscribe and a positive review. And if you want more podcasts from Cam and I, you can go to @somegoodshows on Twitter or somegoodshows.biz. We also, like I said, own greennaruto.com, anime.bingo.
Yep.
We own bigbone.zone, biggerbone.zone, yeah. shittedandfarted.com,
true, yeah.
tricksrabbitabsolutelyfucks.com.
Yeah, we have that one.
What else?
There's probably a couple other more.
Who do you think would win in a fight, Tricks Rabbit or Goofy?
Goofy.
Goofy's a predator.
Goofy's a predator. Yeah.
His eyes.
Trix Rabbit's too traumatized.
He would.
That's
he'd
true.
Go down
yeah,
like
if you
a coward.
If you listen to Hamburg Lore, you'll know yeah. that the Trix Rabbit is an ill-used android that's powered by oil. I think we said. I don't
fucking
remember.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, our show art is by Zach Russell. Their work can be found at Cavity Crew. Our music is by Julian V. Their work can be found at Jules VZ. I can be found at Victory Position on Twitter,
and I can be found at the Candyman.
And this has been the Video Game Robot Show. And as always, tell your pets we say hello.